Hi, this is Travis Robertson. Thank you for downloading the Lake Norman Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, check out our website at lakenormancoc.org. We would also like for you to visit with us at a worship service. You are always welcome at the Lake Norman Church of Christ.
Well, I prepared about a 45-minute ceremony for these graduates, but then I was told to keep it short. So we're going to look at three passages of Scripture tonight. The first one is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And one of the things I want to say in regards to our graduates, those who have graduated from high school or college, and just a little bit ago we had a preschool group in here where you had some preschoolers graduating from preschool and starting to go into primary school, into the kindergarten, and moving on from that regard. As you go through life, you have these stepping stones. You have, some call them milestones. You have these moments that, all right, I have accomplished something. I have finished something. I have completed it. I finally made it. And then comes what? The next mountain to climb. The next one that you have to start pushing forward, you have to keep pressing forward. So what I want to encourage you with tonight is, don't let the successes that you may have had make you complacent. Keep moving forward. Keep pushing it. Don't fall back because you've made it this far. There is so much more ahead of you in this life. And one of the things that can keep us from moving forward is our fears. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, Paul tells Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. We're not supposed to be timid. We're supposed to recognize that we've been given a power, that He is with us, that His Spirit is with us, that we have the truth, that we shouldn't be falling back in regards to our faith, but we should be continuing to press forward, to get stronger, and to grow. There was a test that was done in a university where they had 10 students. And on a particular card, they had three lines. They had the longest line, a shorter line, and then the shortest line. And when the kids came to class, they were told, when they point out the longest line, you need to raise your hand. However, 9 of the students were told, if I point at the shorter line, raise your hand. And so there was only one student that didn't know that. He was kind of the stooge, just didn't know what was going to happen. And so when the professor pointed at the second line, it wasn't the longest one, everybody else raised their hand, and the one student wasn't sure what to do. When he pointed at the longer line, the one student raised his hand, looked around, and noticed what? Everybody else had their hand down. And so he started to do this. Because he was what? The odd man out. He was wondering if he was right. He said the instructions at first were what? The longest line, raise your hand. That's what was announced to the whole class. But 9 students beforehand were told, no, just raise your hand on the shorter two lines. So when you have one that raises their hand up, one that is saying, this is true, this is right, and you have 90% or more saying, no, you're wrong, or no, that's not what we're going to do, they found out that most of the time, what? That one person is going to cave. You can't give in to your fears. You can't be fearful of peer pressure. You can't be fearful of those that you want to be accepted by. When you know the truth and you have the truth, you have to hold on to it. Don't be fearful of what others may think, of what others may do to you because of it. Stay true to your word. Stay true to what you know is true. And of course, that is God's worth and the faith that you have. That's what Paul is encouraging Timothy to do. Don't be afraid. Keep pushing forward. Preach the truth. Don't hold back. Secondly, I want you to turn over to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And in this particular section, verses 12 through 14, you see Paul who recognizes that he's had a lot of things that has happened in his life, a lot of mistakes that he's made, a lot of experiences that just may have been great, may have not been great. But notice what he has to say. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. There are going to be things that happen in your past. There are going to be things that happen in your future where you've just plain messed up, where you have failed. You may have been one of those that has basically what? Succeeded up to this point. Maybe school has come easy to you. Maybe you've had athletic achievements. Maybe it's been academic achievements or any kind of extracurricular achievement. And it seems like some of these things have come easy, or maybe there's been things that you've worked hard for, but you got it. You achieved it. Failure is going to come if you haven't experienced it yet. When that happens, what are you going to do? And here's Paul, who persecuted the church, who did everything in his power to hurt Christ. And then when he finally realized the truth, if Paul would have held on to that guilt of what he had done before, he wouldn't have been the man that he was, as we read about in Scripture. He wouldn't have become that person if he would have held on to all that guilt and not let it go. Notice what he says here in verse 13, forgetting what lies behind. Forget the failures. Now, learn from them, but also forget them. Let them be behind you and keep pressing forward. Notice what he says, reaching forward to what lies ahead. Paul kept his eye on the prize. He didn't let anything hold him back from it. He could have. Notice if he would have held on to those things, but instead he said, forgetting what lies behind, press forward. During World War II, Oxford University asked the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, to address the students at the commencement. And he, of course, was dressed in his finest suit. He had his cigar, his top hat, and his cane, and he came forward and he made it to the podium and he stood there and he put his cigar down and he put his hat up there and he stood and he just stared. And he looked around at everyone that was there. And it got pretty awkward with the silence. But everybody was just waiting for what he had to say. What was this great man going to give us today? And it was simply three words. Never give up. And it was silent again for a number of seconds. And he said it one more time. Never give up. He grabbed his hat, his cigar, and his cane, and he walked away. That was his speech. And it was powerful because of the silence that he used with it. But notice, never give up. They were in the midst of this world war when many people were probably thinking that very thing. What's it worth to graduate from this university if it's just going to be blown up? What's it worth if Germany's just going to take over? What does it matter if I continue on in my research or in my studies or I graduate with this degree? I'm just going to end up fighting in a war. Never give up. In your Christian walk, whether you're going to college or you're starting work or whatever you're doing, never give up. Stay faithful. Hold true to God's word. And then finally, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1-3. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The Hebrew writer has a point here. He's writing to people who have given up their faith, who are at that point, that breaking point of saying, I'm done. And when we're off course, when we're not sure where to go or what, where to turn or what to do next, he says, Christians, fix your eyes on Jesus. Focus on him and keep running towards him. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Focus on your Lord and Savior. He's blazed that trail. Follow him. When running a race, they teach you to keep your head up, to not look at the ground. For the longest time, when I ran around a track, I would just kind of look at the ground because looking up was boring. You just kept running around in a circle. I would just look at my feet and just keep pacing along. And then my cross-country coach said, no, keep your head up, because when you run a real race, if you're looking at the ground, it's easier for you to give up. You don't see the goal ahead. You're just looking at your feet pounding over and over again, and eventually you're going to just stop because you're tired. Stay focused and fixed on that goal. In the Apollo 13 mission, the astronauts, of course, met with a lot of trouble. They had to make a correction, but they couldn't use the computer to make that correction. And if you've ever seen the movie with Tom Hanks, you saw as he portrayed astronaut Jim Lovell, he had to find a point in which he could fix his eyes to make sure that he held on course. And as he looked out that little window, the one thing he kept his eye on was Earth. He kept it in the window, and he kept pushing until he was done with the amount of seconds they had to use the thrusters for. Sometimes you just have to stay focused on the goal. When you don't know where else to turn, keep looking towards Jesus. You're going to be challenged in the days to come. You're going to face new challenges. You're going to have more freedoms than you've had before. If you're leaving your parents' home, if you're moving across country to start a job, there's going to be a lot of freedoms there. Remember who you are. Remember who Jesus is. Remember the truth that you've obeyed. Stick with it. Stay with it. Remain faithful. These Christians that were written to in the letter of Hebrews were struggling with that. Should we stay with Jesus? The Hebrew writer says, there's nowhere better to go. Stay with him. If there's anyone that has a need this evening, the invitation is for you as we stand and as we sing.